Wow! A celebration fit for one of the wildest finishes in franchise history. The Jaguars were done. It was all over, but they got a miracle. They pulled out an improbable 22-20 win over the Ravens. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, JP Shadrick with Jeff Lagerman. Wild ending on the Inner Harbor. Doesn't get any better than that. Let's start with the ending of this game, the final couple of plays. The clock's moving on fourth down. Wisniewski got the snap away with a second left. Bortles slips. Doomerville with a face mask. Myers gets an untimed down 53-yard field goal for the win.
In the radio booth, literally, typically for an NFL rule of thumb, about 16 seconds is the minimum that you need to, in order to run a play and then clock it. Yeah. So I'm thinking at 14 seconds, if they're going to throw the ball in the middle of the field, there's no way. My headset is off because I've got to go down to interview the coach post-game, and all of a sudden I put my headset off and put it down on the table and look up, and all of a sudden they got the snap off. How did they do that? That might have been the greatest non-block by Jeremy Parnell on Elvis Doomerville, and also the greatest stumble by Blake Bortles ever because it allowed Doomerville to get the sack with a face mask. And here's the thing. As a defensive lineman, in that situation, you always want to get sacks as a defensive lineman. But he shouldn't have even tried to get the sack that aggressively. He should have just said, you know what, they can't make this play happen, and just let it go.
That's the only thing that could have happened.
The elixir or desire of getting a sack. Strong.
We'll take it. And Myers came through in his second chance. He only missed one earlier in the game, but from 53, no doubt about it. Takeaways. Jaguars didn't have any last week against the New York Jets, but the Jags defense this week had four in the second half, three in the third quarter, and then the muff punt recovery at the early part of the fourth. The defense comes through with some takeaways, finally.
The defense was tremendous in the second half. To start the second half out and have three takeaways, and then you had the muff on top of that, was outstanding. The problem with that is that you only got 1 point per takeaway on the plus side, and that was a problem, you know. So that needs to change for this football team going forward.
They snapped a 13-game road losing streak. They're now 3-6. A game out of first place. Four out of the next five are here at Everbank Field. Is this the start of something good, Jeff?
Well, I don't know if it's the start of something good. They're going to determine that themselves. But I think it was a big win to be able to come back to a two-game homestand. I mean, this football team has been gone. Well, we've had one game to where we've been back in Jacksonville over the course of 2 months. And this is a strong, powerful draw for the fan base to have a win coming back at home on a Thursday night game that's going to have some crazy jerseys on the field.
That's right. The bold jerseys coming up on Thursday. Now, for Jason Myers, going back to the game yesterday, it was about as tense as it could get at the end. But for senior correspondent Brian Sexton, it came down to one thing. Do your job.
There was a lot of weight on Jason Myers' shoulders on that last kick in Baltimore. You like drama on Sunday afternoons? How about the AFC South? And a franchise that could still be in the race if he makes the 53-yard field goal. How about his teammates standing on the sidelines, hearts in their throats, counting on him to give them the win? How about knowing deep down that they should have the lead already? But he sent that 26-yard field goal wide left in the third quarter. How about the misses in Indianapolis swirling in his head, not unlike the wins at M&T Bank Stadium? He was up against it, folks. He was kicking for his job in Jacksonville and maybe his career. His eyes told me he knew it as I asked him about the moment before he swung his right leg. But he focused and, in his own words, did his job. How different are things this morning in Jacksonville because Myers blocked it all out and drilled the opportunity. There is genuine excitement for Thursday's primetime game against the Titans. The Jaguars have the talent and are in position to make a run at the AFC South. But if they're going to do it, they have to do what Myers did on Sunday. They have to block it all out and do their jobs.
Thank you, Brian. Jaguars All Access TV tonight. Who you got?
We got Jaguars president Mark Lamping. He's going to be talking about the Thursday night game and also some things that are going on with the city. Big vote coming up tomorrow.
God, bringing out the big guns tonight on television.
The big guns, and it ain't me. I'm not the big gun.
Mark Lamping. Not anymore. You were back in the day. And, of course, it's Jaguars Monday. Prisco and Baselli, they'll react to the wild win in Baltimore. That's 6 o'clock on 1010XL. Gus Bradley will speak to the media later today. We'll have it right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.